It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass-kickers. We need to be perfectly honest here, ladies. We all want to feel our best, and most of us know what we need to get there. But there are so many things that interfere with our healing practice, and we let that shit get in our way. I'm big on healing practice. Your healing practice can include anything that you know makes you feel good. Not the good that lasts for a few moments as you swallow that donut hole, the other kind of good that stays and has no lingering guilt sticking to it. Healing practices are things that you know support your body, your mind, and your soul with nutrition, body movement, spirituality, and self-care that may or may not include standing up for yourself with that big fuck you when necessary. Healing practices support your authenticity and your wholeness as a human being. Truthfully, there's nothing that can force you to stop your healing practice, except you, of course. And that's usually rooted in beliefs that don't serve us well. Beliefs that give us what looks on the surface like a good reason to halt the work. We start believing that we just can't handle stress. We start believing that we need the backup of food, booze, cigarettes, sex, or spending money that we don't have. We start believing that we deserve to stop our practice because it's hard. And we start believing that next week or next month, we will be much better prepared to take this on. Get the picture? Our minds can come up with some pretty cray-cray reasons why we should avoid our healing practices, and they all ignore the fact that your healing practice is what you put into place to feel the way you want to feel, to do the things you want to do, to be the woman you want to be. I believe that on some level, we're aware of all that, and we hate ourselves just a little bit more because we couldn't make it work, maybe for a second, third, or even tenth time. Setting up a healing practice that will stick means that you know what beliefs don't serve you and that they're going to creep in, and that you include strategies that help you stay on track when they do. Because if you look deeply enough to understand your usual way out of working on yourself, you've come to understand that in the moment it seems easier. But it's not really easier at all, least of all in your positive sense of self, and it's not going to get you what you want. So try some of these on for size. When you believe that you can't handle stress, come up with your own evidence by looking at your experiences with previous stressful times. I know you haven't lived a charmed life, and you're still here, right? You managed it, and it's worth remembering that when stress has you wavering. Think ahead about things that support you when you feel stressed. Make a list even so that you have it handy when the stress shit hits the fan. Remember that your stress release might include tears, exercise, yelling, dancing it out, coffee with your bestie, meditation or journaling. It's really quite personal. Just keep it something that makes you stronger, not weaker. Use it to give you extra energy to accept things that are not yours to change and to stay with what makes you feel good when you're not sure you can take any more. When you start believing that you need to numb out with things that are short-term fixes for shitty feelings, remember that you, darling, are resilient and can handle the feelings that you'd rather avoid. Let yourself sit with your feelings, be with them, and ask yourself when you started to feel that way and what triggered it. What do you need to support yourself as you're sitting in the muck of deep feelings? What do you need to do to resolve the feelings that are messing with your practice? Resolving our feelings is a challenge for sure, but unresolved feelings will leave you looking for places to hide. When you believe that you deserve to stop working on yourself because it's hard, I'm just calling bullshit. You are deserving of the outcome of your healing practice, and the feelings, the confidence, the contentment, the peace, the self-love, and self-compassion that will come with it. And you deserve to fight for your own happiness. What you don't deserve is the lack of all of the above. The belief that you can't do it, or a life that doesn't make you as happy as shit. Change doesn't happen without action, so take each day at a time. Give gratitude for what's gone right in that day and plan out what you'd like to change for tomorrow. A healing practice is hard work, super hard work, but you're worth each and every ounce of effort you put out, and it will get easier as you go. I promise. When you believe that there is another time that you will be better prepared to take on your healing practice, what is truly different about now and later? Things will not be any better than they are now. There will always be something in your way that you will want to lean on. Recognize what your barriers are and when you really just want to chuck the whole thing out the window. This isn't about when you do it or even what you do. It's about breathing deeply, staying very clear about what you really want, and taking steps to get there. Baby steps if need be. This time next year, what will you wish you had done today? And you know that all these suggestions are not just ideas to help you stay on the path of your healing practice, right? They become part of the practice. Why? Because everyone falters, everyone fails, everyone has that time when they just say, fuck it. You're not alone. Everyone has those moments when they're ready to let their healing practice go straight to shit. And when you're there, having your own backup in mind is a really good thing. Because the person who will make it easier for you to stick with your healing practice is the same person who is keeping you from doing it.